Officials in Sutherland Springs, Texas, say church shooter Devin Kelly did not have a license to carry a gun, but owned four firearms. They're describing the mass murder as part of a domestic situation because Kelly sent threatening text messages to his former mother-in-law, who was a member of the First Baptist Church. But she was not at services yesterday when Kelly killed 26 people there, many of them children. After firing, Kelly fled the church. An armed resident chased him. Freeman Martin with the Texas Public Safety Department described what happened next.
During that pursuit, the suspect used his cell phone to notify his father that he had been shot and didn't think he was going to make it. Subsequently, he shot himself.
Well, joining us now with more is David Brown, host of the show Texas Standard at KUT in Austin. He's in Sutherland Springs. Hi there, David.
Hello there, Magna.
Well, first of all, what more can you tell us about what authorities are saying about this being a domestic situation? Have they described it beyond that?
Well, you know, not a lot. And to be honest, that's something that really does strike you if you've reported from some of these incidents that they've become more frequent, as has been discussed in great detail in the past several hours. Officials here are being very tight-lipped about who was actually injured, what the scale of these casualties are. In fact, we only learned just a few hours ago that the youngest among the victims was just 18 months old, the oldest a 77-year-old man. So we're still learning bits and pieces about how this all happened, but the shooter is identified as Devin Patrick Kelly, and he is said to have been wearing black tactical gear and a ballistics vest, and he was carrying a Ruger AR-style rifle when he entered the church yesterday. There have been conflicting accounts over whether that was actually firing on the church from outside or whether he started shooting inside. But an interesting development within the past several minutes, we are hearing that there was a video from inside the church and that Texas law enforcement officials are reviewing that video right now.
I see. A video because the church recorded its services regularly or some
apparently
other kind of video?
Apparently so, and we're not clear on that. There was a security camera, or what appeared to be a security camera, that was visible from outside of the structure. Last night, after the vigil that was held here, To be honest, the place just cleared out. People are still grieving, and they are feeling, they're in such pain, frankly. Yeah. They don't want to talk to reporters. And so they went into their homes, turned off their lights. The only lights you could see in this tiny little one stoplight town, you know, it was the Klieg lights that were focused on the church as the reporters, maybe more reporters here than residents, were doing stand-ups. Everyone asking the same question, why did it happen? And all that we are hearing so far is a little that I think you've been sharing with your listeners there, Magna, that there appears to have been some sort of domestic family dispute. The in-laws apparently attended this church, but were not attending yesterday. Mm.
Now, we're also seeing that Kelly had been discharged from the Air Force for bad conduct. What more do we know about that?
Well, this is interesting because it's not clear that bad conduct is necessarily a dishonorable discharge. Now, the way that the gun laws work, if you have been dishonorably discharged, it's seen as the equivalent of a felony. And it's difficult to get clearance for when you're trying to purchase a handgun or a rifle. We are hearing from alcohol, tobacco, and firearms officials that this gun was purchased at a local major retail store in San Antonio. And it was apparently that transaction took place in 2016. Now, what we're hearing is that if he had a dishonorable discharge, we're also hearing a bad conduct discharge, which is slightly different, he would not have been eligible to make that purchase under law. And in fact, he also had a record of a domestic abuse record. That, too, would have come up as a red flag. Texas officials refused to issue him a license to carry in this state because there were so many red flags. But apparently, when this Ruger rifle was purchased at a San Antonio store, those red flags didn't go up.
Oh, interesting. So he couldn't get the license to carry, but could still purchase the firearm. Okay. So I imagine that
appears to be
right. These are the areas in which investigators are going to continue to be looking at as they try to figure out how and why this happened.
For sure, but this raises so many other issues. It raises issues, we've just talked about domestic violence, and we don't know the scope or scale or the details of that, and so we're having to talk around that. There are obviously issues of mental health that are invoked here. There's the gun debate, and frankly, people here, they don't want to hear anything about guns. They're very suspicious of the media descending on them and begging them for stories. And frankly, that gets to the issue number four here, grief. I mean, who helps these folks through this sort of trauma? This is a very poor part of Texas. You know, we talk a lot about flyover country in the U.S. This is kind of flyover Texas in a way. You know, this isn't the West Texas that's romanticized. This isn't the big booming cities. This is in the shadow of that boom. And these are a lot of poor folks. And they really rely on faith. When Governor Abbott, I mean, the church is such an important part of this community. Mm. And to have that place violated, that really does cut to the core of so many of these people. And when Governor Abbott speaks about, you know, leaning on the rock and leaning on faith, that has genuine resonance for so many people down here. It's not just pushing aside the gun issue or any of these other issues. Yeah. Right now, these people are truly grieving, and it's hard to overstate just the kind of impact this huge tragedy has had on such a small community.
Mm. Well, David Brown is host of the show Texas Standard on KUT in Austin, speaking to us from Sutherland Springs today. David, thank you.
Thank you, Magda.